Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Well, we're going to be a little bit quiet, but let's get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Steve.
We are without Barbie this evening. And usually, when I do this podcast, I tell you all that it's just like a bunch of swingers, lifestylers, some retired, some active, that are sitting on the front porch shooting the shit and talking about stories. But this time, and we're really not going to be on the front porch because we have ears in other rooms that are nearby where we're recording. So we're going to be in the back room. Okay. We're going to have a back room quiet discussion tonight about, our usual topics. And prior to season two's format, we got to start out and either have a sex word of the podcast, and then also a news, new news. Sex news, or I always forget the third one.
Music.
I guess that's it.
Songs.
So, hit me with it, you guys. I know that you have done your homework and I have done none.
Roger, what you got, Steve?
Well, I have a word.
Oh,
and
bring it.
I also have news. We'll start with the word. The word is shrimping.
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 Is that like when a little jig tries to go into the hole and it doesn't quite make it in there and it comes back out?
When
this is great. Go ahead, Roger.
I knew this term, it was really kind of a moment shared between two gay guys.
Oh, really?
So it may not. And with your "oh, really," I'm not hitting the right definition here. So go ahead.
I have a whole list of several of these words that I love, but this one, I saw this one, and I did it for you, Janet. People call it a fetish or a weird sex practice. Shrimping is the technique where your partner sucks or licks your toes before, during, or after sex.
There's no liking. I don't like it before. I don't really like it afterwards, but during? This will make me happy, happy, happy.
I saw that, I was going to set it up to where I said, I'm going to say one word, Janet, and you'll know what it was. I was going to say schnackies, but I should have said that. If I'd said that, you would have guessed it.
I probably would have guessed it. Shrimping. Why is that called shrimping? Because your toes,
because
like a shrimp?
The toes, I guess the size of shrimp.
So, for those of you who haven't listened to this podcast all the way through, I didn't figure out this was my fetish until I was in Paris. I had gone to Moon City, one of our favorite places to go when we're in Paris. It's a sex club. I was in the middle of I was in a room that had bars on, so it had the place where you would lay and play, which had the mattress, and you lay there, and then in the middle there were bars that were adjacent to another room. And so I was laying on the mattress and playing, and my feet were sticking kind of near the bar or through the bar, and I was blowing a guy. And I was actually, I think I was laying there, and somebody was fucking me, and he was between my legs and was fucking me, and I felt somebody suck my toes through the bars. I looked over, and there was this hot young guy who just leaned down and was sucking on my toes, and I came the hardest that I think I've ever come in my life at that point. Just like, oh gosh, this is bad. And I had no idea that it was my thing. It was a fetish. And so then fast forward to we had gotten back from Paris and come home, and we had had one of our good parties, and Steve was there, and I told the story of this happening. And then the next thing I know, we are upstairs. I am in one of my favorite positions with Steve, which is my legs are on his shoulders and he is fucking me. And then he just reaches over and starts sucking on that toe. And I screamed. I came and screamed. And when I really, really come, my word that I yell is schnikes. Just for all of you who so shrimping. Okay, I got it.
Shrimp.
So, I mean, last week there was this flyer circulating around on social media, and about and I guess so. I guess they're doing a tour. And it just at the top it said Tiny Dancers, and they're called the Micro Maidens, and talking about they'll be this place or that place. There's a QR code, you buy tickets. I mean, it's a little striptease show for with midgets. So is that shrimping, or is
Oh,
that closer to like popcorn shrimp?
well, that's Steve's. You are up
Oh.
his alley on his kink.
Oh my goodness, yes. That is true.
Now,
Okay. I have.
it does bring up so Landon, the person that does my nails, listened to a couple of podcasts a little bit ago, and then he stopped me and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you about this guy that I'd been talking to online." And I don't know how he found him. It was, Fit or something else, one of the websites or whatever. He said, I was talking to this guy online, and he told me that he wanted me to take pictures of my feet, to send him pictures of my feet to get off. And he goes, so I was thinking, okay, I really like this guy. And we were sexually texting back and forth. And so I sent him pictures of my feet. Then he told Landon that he wanted Landon to take a knife and act like he was stabbing between the toes for him to get off. And so Landon did exactly what I would have done, which was ghosted the guy.
Oh,
That was it. That was a
yes.
no. That
Where's
was
your
a
level of
no-no.
commitment? I would have went to like Spencer's or the Halloween
Oh,
store and got one
no.
of those
A
knife
fake
blades
knife.
that retract in the handle and like ah!
I don't
Wow.
think Landon's
Yeah.
committed,
Where's
and neither am I. I'm sorry. That's too far for me. That's too creepy.
Yeah. I'm
Anybody
trying
got
to
a news story or music you want to
I
talk
do
about?
I have a news story also if you want to hear it.
Yeah,
This
sure.
would this is a story, plus it's also a PSA for those out there. I'm a
Okay.
big fan of butt plugs for women. Well,
Thank you.
this young lady, 22 years old, inserted a silicone butt plug. And they're a little different than the metal ones. They're small, look like almost like a big bullet or torpedo and all that stuff. Well, she put one in. She went to the radiologist and had an MRI done. She'd inserted this silicone butt plug, and believe it was made entirely out of silicone, but it contains metal. There's two little metal like ball bearings in there.
My
So
God.
this she's in the MRI, and of course, it uses is magnetic resonance. When they were doing the MRI, it pulled the butt plug up inside her cavity, up through her whole body, up into her diaphragm, up into her neck, her chest wall, and caused major damage. I'm going, oh my goodness, she survived. But she called and called an ambulance and said, hey, I don't feel good. I don't know what happened. Well, they figured out what it was. So then of course they had to go back and do surgery to get the silicone butt plug out. So for those of you who like your butt plugs, make sure you take them out before you get an MRI. I know it's more of a medical deal, but it's a sexual toy. I'm going, why would you even wear a butt plug to the doctor?
Unless it was exciting doing something different and bad, maybe.
That's
I
not
don't
the only
know.
shit she had going on that day. She had
Yeah.
things to do after that.
Yeah.
That's just
Yeah.
a stop.
Yeah, just one stop. But I said, oh my goodness. And I'm sitting here looking at a side view of this, and this sucker is wedged up against her diaphragm, almost into her chest. I said, wow. So yeah, just a PSA, folks. Be careful with your butt plugs.
Careful with those things. They get away from you.
Right.
Well, and we have a friend who is a registered nurse. And she works in the ER, and of course she sees it all. She goes, if you must put it in your ass, put a string on it.
Sure you can get it back. That's what I
Yeah.
know. Make sure you can get it back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you got the kind of ass that, I mean, a plug's meant to go in and just stop. And if you got the kind of ass, you're gonna lose it. You may need to do some of them backdoor Kegels. I mean, that's a muscle too.
Well,
Time
that's
to tighten that bad boy back up.
well. I saw one today. This lady talk about sex Olympics, Janet. Hell with the grapes and the cucumbers.
Right.
This lady, she's on ChatterBait. Her name is
Okay.
Siswet, Siswet. She had oranges, eight of them,
Oh my God.
and she shot those out of her ass like bullets. Oh my God. I said, there's a gold medal winner for the Sex Olympics right there.
Don't tell.
I've heard of a
Don't tell,
blood orange.
don't tell Big Dig Donnie's wife, Kara, because she'll be trying to do that. So, Roger, do you have a sex story, or I have a music one if you all would like to have one that's a little bit
Yes.
different. Okay.
I tell you, I have a trifecta of news,
Okay.
but I'm going to give you guys the option.
All right.
So, birds, luxury living, or what would we call the third one? Birds or luxury living?
Luxury living.
Yes, get me out of the trailer hood.
Or childhood development? No.
Oh, stay away from the
No,
kiddos. Luxury
yeah.
living.
Luxury living coming right up. Let me bring it up here.
Okay, while you look for it, while you look for it, I will tell you the song.
Go
The
ahead, do the
song
song.
that I have is sung by Billy Martin, and it's called Liquid Love. Okay. And I know if you haven't heard it before, I can't
I
really sing
haven't.
it because it's got just this really good music that's kind of got the rhythm of it. And then when it comes in, it's all about liquid love. Okay. So check out Billy Martin, Liquid Love.
And we know you because you like liquid love. You and Miss L.
That's right. Oh. Put it on your song list. And I've decided to take a cue from Beauregard, and I've created two song lists now. I've got the, pre-song list, the massage song list that is the relaxing you, and then I've got the down and dirty song list that I've got it broken out so that I can really pull into those this and liquid love. I would put it in the down and dirty section.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So still waiting on Roger. Still waiting on him to be
Yeah,
prepared.
I
If
thought
you
I
need to
had.
pick, if
Well,
you need to pick the other one, pick the other one. Go to whatever is
I
easiest for
thought
you
I had
today.
downloaded it. We're gonna come back to
Okay.
luxury living, and we're gonna do
Birds.
what we're gonna call teenage dirtbag.
Okay, let's do teenage dirtbag.
Yeah, because child development just sounds wrong, and I don't want to be associated with that. So, but
Totally.
teenage dirtbag—that's awfully fitting. So let's go
Right.
back to that.
Okay,
I had them
teenage
in a
dirtbag.
multiple spots because I can't save them into one spot. But here we go.
Okay.
An Indiana teacher, and this was on actual local news channel. You can Google and find this. An Indiana teacher was arrested and accused of forcing boys to have group sex with her while wearing Halloween masks.
Oh yeah, baby.
I thought you'd be into
Oh
this. What
yeah.
masks, Janet, what masks were they wearing?
Okay, I would be
And
in it, but only if they
pick
were
your top
18,
five
because
because it was a group.
and
Yeah,
only if
let's
they're 18,
assume.
because that's my law, that's my no
Yes.
kids law. So they got to be 18. They got to be of consensual sex. I'm not going to jail for this.
Now
And if they're
let's
gonna,
get
they're
your
wearing masks.
fantasy and you're teaching college.
I want them to be wearing the Friday the 13th mask. The I want the Freddy Krueger mask.
Jason,
Okay.
Freddy.
I totally, I want to totally get, the hockey mask thing, right? And yeah, definitely Freddy Krueger hockey mask. Ooh, and then the V for Vendetta. I love
Oh, yep.
the French guys. I want the V for Vendetta mask. Yes. Can I
Uh,
have it? Maybe a phantom, because Fabio has a phantom mask, and we have been known to go to Halloween parties, and he has been the phantom fucker.
we got we got room for more here. Are you letting Michael Myers in on this action?
Oh yes, totally. Yeah.
And what's the
Think the only one I wouldn't
this
do is the Chucky doll.
Jeepers Creepers out. Chucky's out.
I would not do the Chucky doll. Nope. Nope. I got my
Chucky
rules.
was actually like I think 35 years old. Somebody can comment on this. He's 35 years old and married, depending on how many shows you watched. So,
No.
who was the character that had all the nails out of his head and his face? What movie is that? Do you remember?
Oh, Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Very. Are you?
I would do Hellraiser. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Janet.
I would want
And
to
when
be
that.
the one that starts this party for you, because
Okay.
I'm coming in that Saw movie mask, and I'm
Oh
totally
yeah.
saying, I want to play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah.
So on this post, the story finishes up. According to sources, when interviewed by authorities, she did not say she regretted her actions, but said she regrets the day that she lost weight.
What does that mean? That she got a divorce? Because that's what I say is
Because
I
now
lost
she's just
225
running
pounds
around
and I
as
got a divorce.
this just hot piece, irresistible piece of ass
Oh gosh.
after losing a reportedly 150 pounds.
Okay, fine. Sounds like she's messed up in the head.
And that's what's in the news.
I have something to, and Barbie will have to weigh in on this later. I have something I wanted to talk to you about that I have a technique question. The last podcast we had Diablo on, and I talked about the party that we went to, that there was like six couples, okay? Diablo was there. There was a new couple that was there that I had never played with before. I'd seen him once before at another party, but I had never tapped this guy. Okay. So he, in the middle of the party found me. He We went into the room to play around, and we were doing the heavy petting and the kissing and stuff. And I started to he started to fuck me. Basically, he stood on the bed and I was laying on the bed, missionary style, kind of with my legs up, almost the way I like to do Steve. And he was fucking me, and then he pushed me back on the bed and kind of leaned down a little bit more missionary style. And he did something I have never had a guy do, and I just didn't know if any of you guys had ever done this before or could give me a reason why he would do this. He had a good sized dick, and I was lubed up, and I was he was coming in and out, and he almost had me ready to come, and he stuck it in and left it there and didn't move it. Like, I mean, I was squeezing it like with my Kegels and stuff, trying to like spur him to move. Okay. And I was like moving my hips so that I was fucking it. But he just laid, he stayed, it's, it, he just stuck it in and it stayed there and it didn't move at all. And
Wow.
I just never had a guy do that. And I don't, and the look on his face was like he expected this to be the best thing ever and for me to be really happy about it. And so I was trying to go through in my head, you know how I get in my head, and I was trying to do I fake that I like this? What do I do? And so I fucked it for a while, just trying to push my hips in and out, thanking God that I was doing yoga and trying to do bridges with his dick. Okay. That was just he just didn't move it. Okay. And like I've seen it where the guy lays there when you're on top of him and then you fuck him and they'll say, fuck my dick. Okay. I've had that position before where they lay there and you're straddling them and you fuck it. Okay. This is the first time I've ever had somebody do it in like the missionary position. And I kind of wanted to say, what the hell are you doing? But I knew that it would break the moment. And so he did it several times. Like it was a technique. And I really wasn't very happy with the technique. Is this thing you've heard from somebody else? Or do I got a clue as to what? Because I got to tell you, the next party, I don't want to do it because he took way too long to do. And he kept just stopping. And I had a major workout. And I was not in a mood to have a major workout.
Did he end up coming?
No.
The only thing I could think of is maybe that's a way for him to postpone him coming so quickly. I've never heard of it, never done it. But that's the only thing crosses my mind is maybe he just was afraid he's going to come, so he'd stop and just lay there. But then again, but you said that you kept thrusting and moving and everything, so I don't know.
At first, I just sat there and he sat there, and it was like somebody stopped the movie. Okay. So I wasn't moving. He wasn't moving. And it was just sitting there. And so then I was like, somebody's got to do something. So
What
I started
Steve's
doing
saying
Kegels.
makes sense up until the point that you just started working and your Kegels
Yeah.
and squirming. Because if I was trying to hold off, that would have ruined that plan for
Exactly.
sure.
Okay.
And I've done that before. I will get those guys that are trying to hold off, and then Katie bar the door because I am the one that's going to try to make you come on that. You're not going to play that game with me. And if Barbie's here, I know she's going to say the same thing.
Right.
Both of us are going to try to make that thing come.
I'll say I've done a version of this. I wouldn't do it if I knew you were close to coming. But you can almost see me setting up to do this because, like, if we're going in this missionary position, I might kind of hook a leg up over or hook an arm down on your leg, your ass, to just kind of move your pelvis so I can get like as deep as possible. And I'll do that and I'll stop for a second to just kind of feel that. Now I'll hold it there if I start feeling you just wah, wah, wah. I just squeezing down on it and working it, and you'll probably catch me smiling. But you know, not everybody can hit Kegels like that.
You
But
know what
you
that's
know,
called, don't you? What he did to you.
I'll bottom it out. But yeah, what do you do, Steve?
A pussy teaser? Because
No,
that's what I was thinking.
no,
Pussy
well,
teaser.
this is it's funny, but it's also, I would call this the Mormon move.
Oh.
And the reason I say that is because the Mormons have a thing, if two unmarried Mormons want to have sex, they cannot have sex, but they have what they call soaking. So you lay there together, the man or the young man puts his penis inside the vagina, and you just lay there, not moving. And it's called
Okay.
soaking.
I call it wasting my damn time, okay?
This
Is what
doesn't
really
say,
I
this gets Mormons no
want.
points with Janet. Mormons are off
Yeah.
the
No, yeah, not happening.
And he wasn't that great of a kisser. He was okay, but he wasn't that great of a kisser. And it'd be different if, like, if he would have, like, okay, if he really didn't want to come, if he would have taken it out and then eaten my pussy, okay. But he didn't do that. He just stayed there parked. So it's like, dude, you're parked and you're not doing nothing. So it was just weird.
Maybe his back was hurting.
You know, the one thing that would have made this story better would
To
have been
find out he listens to this when we post
I'm
it.
pretty sure he doesn't
Or
listen. That's why I was asking you all.
I'm not a fucking Mormon.
Or it was the rule of six.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know it
No.
would have been. And it wasn't the rule of six because there were 8 or 10
Right.
people there.
Right.
It
Yeah,
was
I know, but
not
I'm
the
just saying,
rule of six. You're
if it was
correct.
the rule of six, that would have been the best story ever.
I haven't talked to Lola yet because she's the one that invited him to this party. And then Lola and Kyle just spent a week with them on vacation somewhere. So I don't know if she likes this technique. I'm gonna have to get with her and ask her the questions, girl to girl, and say, is this something you like? Because it's something that I'm not, it's, it just doesn't fly with me. So
Wow.
I don't know. I maybe he thought it was enjoyable,
Maybe.
but you guys, I don't really, it's not having it inserted in there. It's having it rub over the clit, people. Okay. So
Right.
it's not, if you just pop it in there and then poke around, okay, which is what the guys do that have the shot. The one guy who has the party, Dan, who takes the shot, he's the poker. He will take that big dick of his and he will poke it in and he'll leave it in. It's not fun. It's not good. And when you hit my cervix, it's totally not happy. Okay. This
Right.
guy was not hitting my cervix, but he also was not moving. And I was like, I don't know. And maybe then I'm wondering, am I damned because I do Kegels? And he's like, oh, that feels good. So I'm gonna let this sit here and have her do the Kegels on it. And I was like, shit, I shouldn't have done the Kegels against it. Maybe I should have been the weak woman that says weak pussy and not done anything at all. And then maybe he would have taken it out and put it back in a couple of different times. 'Cause it's the act of rubbing over the G spot and across the cervix that makes the woman happy. It is not having the big old dick sitting inside of her pussy.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious, moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
Okay. You can stick six oranges in there, but I don't want them in there all the time. Take them back out and put them back in again, you know?
Put him on a string.
Yeah, you know, those are the Benoit balls. You know, I've
Yes,
done
exactly. Yeah.
Benoit balls are great because they're on a string and they just, it's the act of them rubbing across the G spot and then rubbing across the clit as you pull them out. And then in your ass, when they're in your ass and they go across the G spot in the back, oh, that's fun. Okay, that's really good. So, ladies,
Yeah.
if you're out there and you have never tried Benoit balls, you can try them inside your pussy, but they really work better when you put them in your ass and you lubricate them up. Get yourself some coconut oil, get yourself the Benoit balls and put them in, and then have your partner slowly pull them out. Then it's the act of them rubbing across the back part of your G spot that really makes you happy. You know, so like if you get a shitty partner that grabs those Benoit balls and just yanks those suckers out like it's a lollipop, okay, really fast, that's not the point of Benoit balls, you lose. Okay. But if you have a woman that has allowed those Benoit balls to go in for the first time, then just slowly pull them out. Maybe stop a little bit and then slowly pull them out a little bit more and then rubber clit while you're doing it. Whoop, you're going to make her happy.
Have you ever used your Enjoy in your ass?
Yes, I have.
That's very similar.
Yeah.
L loves it.
Look
It's, you know, like this, like you just saying with the Benoit balls.
at Roger. He's so happy.
We're gonna get comfortable on this one.
And again, so if you, it takes a while of training your ass that this is not a foreign thing, that it's something that's normal. And so that you lube yourself up, and you can do that with different various butt plugs to try and train it that way. But then you get to that certain point. So, now I can't remember. It's the smaller end that I use on the ass. So that if you have looked at the Enjoy, now for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, look it up. There's a toy. They sell it on Amazon. It's the letter N and the word joy. And I was introduced to this from Maryland. It requires no battery. It is like a heavy steel boomerang type thing is what it looks like. It's got one little ball on one side and a bigger ball on the other side. It is heavy, but it's just built in a way that it, the curvature, you can stick it in your vagina and your pussy and just pull it out slowly and it rubs that G spot and it will make you, it'll make me squirt water, squirt whatever's coming out there within a couple of minutes. Like I can stand in the shower, put my knee up on the bench, put that Enjoy in, pull it in and out, and with about four thrusts, there's liquid coming out, and I'm a happy person. Okay. Then, like you said, the other way is to flip it around, put the coconut oil in your ass, and then take the small end, and you got to make sure that you're gonna position it in such a way that it's gonna rub on the backside of the G spot. And then, as it rubs on the back side of the G spot, again, liquid will be coming out within a couple of minutes. It's a fun thing. So, yeah, I have. It's not for everybody. If you haven't really done anal before, then don't start with the Enjoy. Okay. But if you have progressed a little bit and you've tried some Benoit balls and some beads, you know, some anal beads, then yeah, go ahead and try the Enjoy. Try it on your pussy first to see how it works and then flip it around to the ass. Use coconut oil and do it yourself. Don't let the guy do it because the guy doesn't understand sometimes where it is. Eventually, you probably can trust your partner enough that he can watch you do it and then he will be able to do it. So I don't know, Steve, if you do it for L. I have been able to use the Enjoy on other women to show them, but most guys have a hard time using the Enjoy because they don't really understand how it works.
I have used it on her, and I'm just very cautious and careful with it because, for the reason you just mentioned, you know, they know where it needs to be, where it needs to hit. So, of course, I've watched her many times do it. So I'm just careful, and I don't do it with her ass. That's, I, you know, that's just something that she gets to do by herself. So,
right. And the enjoy in the pussy, it's a really cool toy. But then I have had some friends who have had some trauma and scarring in that vaginal area, and the enjoy is not for them. So the enjoy does not work for all women. So you just have to find out if it works for you or not. But if you, it is for different women, especially if they have dryness or they have had scarring in that area, the enjoy is not happy for them. It just doesn't do it for them. And there's nothing wrong with you. It just means there's another toy out there that'll work.
Right.
You just got to figure out what works for you. But yeah, at this point, the more I think about it, I would have rather been using the enjoy than doing that guy.
I do not blame you.
I was like, it was 25 minutes too. You know, I was like,
oh, wow.
All right. And I was like, all right. And I just get it. He's the new guy and I was the new girl for him. And he wanted to, and he kept telling me how good I was and stuff. So yeah, you do a little bit of flattery on me. I'm going to stick around a little bit, but the next time I'm not coming back.
My hope, sometimes I worry, like, you know, what if something happens to D? And the longer this goes, the closer I am to being able to just order an AI robot that is just a close representation of her. But I'm going to pay the extra fee and have them subcontract you to give that dissertation you just did, and they'll have to write the algorithm so this bot performs correctly. Just saying.
I mean, so here's the thing is, if they're going to make an AI bot, okay, are they going to put a G-spot in the bot? Or is the bot just going to fake it?
Well,
because if you really want the bot to perform correctly, you're going to have to make it anatomically correct. And to make it anatomically correct, you're going to have to make the clit be sensitive and also sensitive enough that when you start out, you have to be nice to it. And then in the middle of it, you got to abuse it a little bit more. And then when it swells up really big, you got to really beat it up. Okay. And there's the clit. Okay. You got to make the lips that are around it start out and be nice and thin. And then as you lick them and tease them and get them full of the blood, and you get to see them turn red and puffy and get to see the liquid start to puff out. And then are you going to put a G-spot inside of the bot so that as you go in from the clit and you take your thumb and you slide it in there, you get to rub that little G-spot and tease it? You know, is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to make it all be fake and have it all fake it?
Despite my mind going to, right after you ask that, to a default answer laced with toxic masculinity, I'm going to retract all that and say, yeah, you're right. It should have all that.
Right, because it's not, the sex is the joy of getting each other off. And
right.
If the AI bot is faking it, then you're not getting it off. Then it's just to get you off.
I just don't want it to say no.
Yes, yeah. That's one program you can't say no.
I believe you could program that in. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Just saying you're not allowed to say no.
I mean, I want to have a normal conversation. Like, oh, I was hoping you were in the mood for a little anal tonight. And I want it to be like, oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
You were thinking, you were hoping I was ready for some anal. Great.
Yeah. To Janet's point about, you know, as much as I love L squirting while we were fucking, I still like to get her off and with my fingers on her G spot, and she squirts also. And I just, and that's as much for my pleasure, it is hers.
Right.
So I agree with you about that. Yes, you know, I agree with both of you. It needs to have all functioning parts.
Now, I will redeem this guy. Later on, he caught me, and I didn't want to do him. And I was laying there on the bed, and I had just finished with somebody else. And he stepped in, and he did fingers on the clit. This was at a different session. We had finished our session, then he came back around, and I was like, "Oh, please, God, don't do this again." And he just laid next to me, and he just said, he just started, and he said, "I'm kind of worn out here. Can I finger you?" And I was like, "Sure." And so then we had to get the towel, and he was very good with the fingers. So it made me think again, why did you do this technique? If you were going to come, why didn't you just pull out and play with me with your fingers? If you were right. this good, and I know that you're good to doing that. Anyway, so I digress, but back to the AI question. I don't think I want it to say yes automatically. I think I want it to be a challenge, because I want to continue to flirt with it, and I want to continue to try and cajole it to get what I want, because there is a certain power in turning somebody away from saying, "I'm not really interested," to, "Oh, well, a little bit there. Oh, yeah, that's really good. Oh, yeah, that was really good." And then winning because you have gotten them in the mood.
Oh, yeah, I went somewhere else. Like, I thought it was going to be like, "Oh, I'll consider it if you eat your all your dinner." Here, have some dessert while I finish these dishes.
You can have my ass. You take the trash out now.
You can have my ass as soon as I'm back taking the trash out. Why don't you just go get in bed and be ready like a king?
It could be a Kobe Bryant type thing, which is, you can have my ass if you give me a big old diamond. Wasn't that what happened with Kobe Bryant and his wife, one of his wives and stuff? Golly, I age myself with those stories. The women get all this stuff because they do anal for a guy. Is that really what you want? I think you want a woman to want to do anal because it makes her happy.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I agree. Yes. You know, I have never asked a woman to have anal sex. I have done it, as we know, but I've never gone with the sole purpose of saying, "Hey, I want to have anal sex with you." I've never done it to a woman. And so, yeah, it's just one of those deals. That's not I want someone who wants to do it. You know, I don't want to hear a no, you know,
well,
I guess.
But one of the first times that we met, that Roger and Dee had come to a party, Dee came up to me and she said, "I heard through the grapevine that you're really good at anal, and I don't really do it, but my husband really is. So when he comes in, will you just grab him and tell him you want that dick in your ass?" And so I did. And it was really fun. But
I
know.
But you're right. Some women do it and some don't. I had a lady. We were at the party here, and maybe when you came to the party, Janet, and I had her bent over. She was going down on L. Well, I was eating her pussy from behind. Then I started licking her ass, and I mean, it's just like just. She tightened up like that. And so I played for a little bit. And after we were done, I asked her, I said, "What happened?" I said, "Did I do something wrong?" She goes, "No, I love that." I said, "But you tightened up. What, why, what's the problem?" She goes, "Because usually when that happens, I expect a finger to come next." I said, "Oh, I never would have done that." You know,
right.
So it's because some women, they just don't like that. So it's interesting. Have someone
well,
to do, someone don't.
Instead, he licked the all around my ass on the outside until I screamed at him to put his finger in.
Yeah. So Miss AI needs to toy with Roger a little bit. Take out the trash, then you can have my ass.
There's a way to train your man, I guess. Because like, that's the whole problem that I have with like strap-ons, okay? So the strap-on is a fake dick, and so you have the female puts on the strap-on, and then she fucks you. Well, I can feel that it's not real, okay? I
right.
can feel that it's not real, and never mind that it's not going to come. In my head, I'm very disappointed at that point, but it just doesn't feel the same as a real dick. You know, so and I remember the woman one time just begged me to please let her do me with a strap on. And when she did, I tried to act like I liked it. And then she finally said, I can tell that you don't care for this, that you're not really excited by it. Am I hurting you? And I said, no, you're not. And she goes, but you're not really excited. I said, I'm sorry. It just doesn't get me off. And she pouted and got really upset with me and said, you know, I should act better. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is sex, not acting. Okay. And if I'm
right.
telling you, I know that this is your fantasy, but you need to find somebody else. If your fantasy is to use the strap on somebody who wants to be fucked with the strap on, I'm not part of your fantasy. I can help you with your fantasy so much, but I'm not going to act like I really enjoyed it and fake coming because that's part of your fantasy. I'm sorry. I'm not that one. And she was
right.
Yes, she was really mad at me for a while. I'm just trying to help you out, man.
Well, guess what? And if it's who I think it is, they're no longer around. So
right. And she was a little psychotic, and you know, I got over it. But yeah, she was really mad at me. So sorry. I'm just. I don't want a fake dick. I want a real dick. Go ahead.
I do have a question. I have a question for you off topic.
Okay.
But because, and we, for professional reasons, we all use different names. And
right.
everybody who we know, you have given different names to all of us.
Right.
My question is, if a lady that we know who is a swinger is on Pornhub and Southern Charms and all those, is it okay to use their name, or is it, well, they use a different name on there, so I guess no, it isn't really.
No, we have to use what their name is on there.
So that's true.
You know, that's like Missy Evil. We're using Missy
right.
Evil's name. That is a
right.
name she chose to go by on another site. And so
yes,
that's Missy Evil.
There's True.
Only the only person I reuse their real name of is Theo, and that's because that guy was such a dick that I don't care if he ever figures out that he's the one that hurt my friend Marilyn and made her
right.
feel old, and then tried to talk about how big his dick was, and it really wasn't. Okay, Theo was really his name. And,
yes,
you know,
that idiot. He played with Stephanie once. And he sent a text. He goes, I need some feedback because I'm working on my craft. I'm going, you're what?
Oh, Christ.
I said, give me a break, dude. You're having sex. You're not perfecting your craft. You're not a woodworker or whatever. Gee, many Christmas, dude.
And then you juxtapose that with somebody like Beauregard, who's just like perfect. And it's like, you just don't even stand up to him. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway. Okay, so taking up a lot of time. I'm going to have to wrap this up unless there's something else you really want to talk about. All of you listeners, if you made it through this far, thank you very much. Keep thinking about what you think needs to be done in our AI bots. I think that's a really good topic. Think about what you want in a man AI bot, and think about what you want in a woman AI bot. How can you give me that information? By going to our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Send us an email. Roger's email's up there. My email is up there, and we'll try and get your thoughts on it. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, just reach out to us and let us know, and hopefully we can see if it might be something interesting to do. Also, when you're on that website, you can leave a comment to any of the blogs. If you, any of the podcasts, all the podcasts are up there. So if you want to start back at episode one, season one, it's there, and catch up on some of these stories and find out about Theo and why he's such a jerk, and some of those other things. And leave a tip for Mandingo, because our producer is fantastic. And he works very hard and does this for free and helps
speaking
us
of
get
that,
it out there. Yeah.
Speaking of that, real quick, yes. Who's your nail tech?
Landon.
Landon. Okay. Well, if he'll unblock this guy, the foot guy, and get him to donate to Mandingo, and then email me like the screenshot where like it shows it went through.
Okay.
I'll send foot pics, and if he donates enough, I'll stab between my toes and send a video. Just throwing
I'll
that
tell
out there.
Landon. I'll tell Landon. We'll get a kick out of that because Landon listens to these. What's
Yep.
really funny is when Landon does my fingernails, we will listen to these podcasts together.
Oh my goodness.
If it's 3 figures, Dee just said she'll jerk my toes off with lotion. I mean, the possibilities are endless here. Just hit that donate button. Anyway, go ahead, close
Okay.
it out.
Anyway, so we'll do it. We'll close it
So we
up. So go ahead.
call that shrimping 2.0.
Shrimping with knives. So for those of you who made it through this far, I hope that when it comes to the next episode of the podcast, that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.